And then, lo and behold, some new lord shows up, and a new bloodliner, and says, well, I shall be lord of this land. And it is the backstory of battles and conquerors, and this story travels through space. It is not just a homegrown Earth-generated story. In many ways, people of Earth now are in the same position. What is the island or new land that you will go to, where you will be lordless, where you do not have to fall under the tyranny of taxes and restrictions of human rights and ridiculous laws? Not to say that all laws are ridiculous. Some laws are very wonderful laws. And the rule of law and the passing down of law is what has helped establish civilization. But in the times in which you live, there are so many superfluous, ridiculous laws that for someone to graduate from law school today is quite different than graduating from law school 50 or 100 years ago. So what land is there left to migrate to? Some speak of going into space, of going to colonize areas, and certainly there have been projections that there will be colonies in Moon, Mars, and other places. But the immediacy of the moment presents you with a different conundrum. Where is the land that you can migrate to? There's no migrating anywhere, really, because the whole world is under the same pressure, the same intensity. There's nowhere that you can go to escape it all. And part of that is understanding that everything is connected. So where you will go is a new land in the imagination, the mind. And this goes back to the revolution. You will literally imagine how you want it to be.
Peace.
Yes.
Recently I was reading a book, in the process of reading a book about Planet X.
Ah, yes.
And, you know, it's a real strong, you know, fear kind of book. It has a lot of pictures and images that it paints about coming destruction and prophecies.
And listen, there are many, many people invested in this.
Yes.
Many, many, many people around the planet are certain that there's going to be an entrance of a rogue planet or second star, dwarf or something. You've got all sorts of scenarios. It's going to literally destroy the surface of the Earth in 2012 or before it, yes?
And yes, and there's talk in the book about a new tyranny, you know, ET hybrids that want to come down and do all this. But one of the things that struck me in the book was it discussed the current trend around big cities, with the highways around big cities, is to build walls. And then on these walls to put many, many cameras, way more cameras than traffic. The supposed reason, or ostensibly the reason to have all these cameras, is to watch traffic, to modulate traffic. When in reality, it seems like the walls are like the new walls around the, you know, like there's the serfs and the kingdom, and you want to keep everybody contained, and anything outside is not. But this was the scenario painted in the book, as Planet X starts to wreak havoc on the Earth, then, you know, in cities, they're going to all be walled up. You know, there's all this. It was just an interesting thought, because now when you drive around Raleigh, there's the outer belt line and the inner belt line, and there's all these walls, and it's ostensibly to keep, you know, the sound barrier to the people that live near there. But the description in the book was definitely a dark painting of, you know, how cities will be cordoned off and contained with martial law using these walls and cameras and observation, and that you'll need to be outside the city in order to have
freedom.
Well,
it is definitely within the scope of possibility that, and we've been saying this for a long time, that no matter what difficulties come down, living in the cities are going to lead the highest challenge. And city of Raleigh right now is more like an ambling countryside, do you understand?
Yes.
It is not so much a dense city compared to, let's say, Chicago or New York City or Atlanta. Miami, some of these. So we've been asking you for a while, those mystery landers out there who insist on dwelling in cities, that it's not going to be the best choice for the future unless you've really, really committed to family and friends and you want to be there. But life in the cities is going to be much, much, much more challenging. And there's possibility for the future, whether a rogue planet comes or not, that entire cities could be quarantined for one reason or another. So this is again coming back to the idea that you must choose your probabilities wisely. So what's your feeling, George, in reading the book?
That someone has compiled a lot of evidence for their opinion or their belief or their picture, because the book itself is just a compilation of, you know, her talk and the Keys of Enoch and this and every different prophecy they could compile or put together
to verify
their picture of that a brown dwarf will come and there'll be a rain of red, you know, dust, that, and this is why all the biblical and all these different cultures have stories or images related to the rivers turning red and the and all these things, because they use this analogy of the comet, that it would be sudden too, that it would, and this is why all the chaos would happen with the pole shift, and it would create all these electrical storms, and there would be, you know, sudden havoc. We wouldn't know it until it was right on us.
And that sounds to us as if this is a big, big plan, way bigger than the plan of 9/11.
Yeah, like a plan like you've talked about before, a holographic in the sky plan.
And of course, if everyone is referenced to the media, then what little media would come through would then be able to control people's beliefs and ideas and literally steer them into these kinds of probabilities. But again, you dream every evening with the mass consciousness. And we remind all of you that in order to experience a certain reality, you must agree to it. Nothing happens without your agreement. So there are many debates now in the mass dreaming of humanity as to how events will play out in the future. And of course, there's much investment in black budgets and those who would do psychological manipulations to do tests to see how many people can you steer into a doomsday prophecy scenario. You must remember that behavioral modification and psychological manipulation of the masses is a major, major, major investment of time, energy, and money by global elite at this time.